It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, guests from the community, we got a brand new friend from the community. Jennifer, right?
Leslie.
Where did I get Jennifer?
So close. Where did I get... I'll answer to it.
Well, Jay is close to L. Yeah, and I answer to a lot of names, too. Yeah. Like, idiot, but...
You!
What? Yeah, it's an old joke.
Tell it.
When I first meet people, sometimes I forget their names. It's like we had this poor little girl named...
Libby.
who came in here with the Greater Texas County Young Professionals. And she came in a lot of times with Russell Sparks. And I could never, ever remember her name.
He loved Lizzie.
Libby. I love Libby, but I couldn't remember her name. And it was just, it got to be a joke. Right. And then finally I just said, Libby. And then I got it. Yep. So now I got it.
Leslie.
Okay. Leslie.
Gosh.
And she's here to talk about Pitchett, Texas, Canada. Now, Leslie, we found out on the Facebook, is from here.
Yeah.
She's a native Texas, Canada.
Homegrown.
Pleasant Grove like Hawk.
Absolutely.
And so glad to have you in and meet you for the first time today. And you're here to talk about, and you've probably seen this around town, maybe on the social media or maybe little signs. I've seen the signs around town about Pitchett,
yes.
Texas, Canada. But you may go, well, what is it? Pitchett? Texarkana, you're here to tell us.
Absolutely.
What is Pitchett, Texarkana?
Okay, so Pitchett, Texarkana is an entrepreneurial competition. So the idea is you come in and you have 3 minutes to pitch your idea to a panel of judges. So you think Shark Tank, except for I don't know that anyone's going to give you $1 million for 2% of your company.
Right.
However.
A smaller version. Yes. Think of Shark Tank.
Exactly. Yeah. But first place gets $5,000 to make your company go. Mm-hmm. Second, $2,500. And third place, $1,000.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. So if you've got an idea or you've had an idea for a long time, you go, why didn't somebody do this?
Right.
Now's the perfect chance to do this. I guess you've gotten quite a few entries so far.
We have. We've gotten lots of applicants, and they're still coming in because the deadline is the 16th.
So okay, so there's still time.
That's next Wednesday.
Yes. Right. Still time. And really, the nice thing is, you know, you want to have an idea. You want to have done your market research, checked out your competition, and made sure this is a viable idea to turn into business. But we're not asking for a business plan. We're not asking for... this intense, I've got investors. This is purely a pitch on a technology or a service or a product that you think can make the world a better place and create business, create, you know, economic development, jobs.
Right here in Texarkana.
Right here.
I love that.
Homegrown.
I guess a wide range of people and ages have been applying, you say, all the way from 18 up, right?
Yes, sir. 18 is the, you know, the minimum age. And the idea is you got to live within 45 miles of the city center of Texarkana. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you can go online to pitchittexarkana.com and you can read through the rules and see what else. But this is, we're not trying to make it too strict, too strident. So it's really, you know, make sure you've got something that you can present and you can explain the story behind. You can explain who you are, why it's important, why you think it would work. If you have a prototype, if you have something you can show, there's no PowerPoints, there's no anything. You're standing up there for 3 minutes telling your best story about why this makes sense and why.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be a fancy presentation. Just have your facts together and have your stuff together.
Right.
But it doesn't need to be a big fancy presentation.
Be ready for a pitch.
Yeah.
Exactly. 100%. And we've been really lucky because a ton of people and businesses in the community have gotten behind us.
Talk a little bit about
people.
Yeah.
Who's
helping you?
Red River Credit Union is our presenting sponsor. They've been wonderful. Gold sponsors, Mayo Manufacturing, mm-hmm. Leadwell, Texas Pioneer Foundation, Kelly Morgan Foundation, Commercial National Bank. The schools in town, Texarkana College, U of A, we've got Farmers, State Bank, White Properties, Robbins Toyota, Express, Red River Lumber.
Wow.
City of Texarkana, Guaranty Bank and Trust, Texarkana Emergency Center, Owen Company, Clipstick, Domtar. Just some of them who's
trying to promote.
It's this is a fun idea. This is our inaugural one. It started from Leadership Texarkana, strategic doing with the idea of what if, or imagine if Texarkana was a magnet for talent and entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. So that's the idea behind it. And this is also just part one of, there's an accelerator, like an incubator, creator space that's in the works that's going to happen downtown, hopefully.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So this is kind of just, if you're interested and think you've got an idea that makes sense, then just
do it.
Apply.
Yeah.
This doesn't hurt you at all.
This would be local news time, but we've already had local news several times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our new friend, guest from the community. Leslie is in here talking about Pitch It Texarkana. It's kind of like the Shark Tank thing that you see on TV where you pitch your best idea for a business or an idea, and you get up four people and some judges, and somebody's going to win it. Somebody's going to win the Pitch
It's
It Texarkana.
It's exciting.
Now, we talked about applying by next Wednesday. Now, the date of the actual event at Cross Ties is?
The 31st. So
the last Thursday of the month.
Day of March.
So to be in the evening hours?
Yes, sir. So doors open at 5 p.m. and we'll have the actual finalists come on stage around 6. But we'll do some music and some speeches a little bit before that. So it'll be open bar. There'll be food trucks downtown. So
oh, good.
We're doing it. We're trying to make it a party.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So celebrate.
Might as well be fun.
Yeah. And then the winner gets the $5,000. Second place, $2,500, and third place, $1,000. There might be something for a crowd favorite.
I like that idea, ironing out
some details.
Yes.
But yeah, it's exciting. Cross Ties has been great to work with, and we're pumped about the opportunity.
Absolutely. Cross Ties is a great venue.
It is. We like Liz.
Yes. Well, what's going to happen after that? Okay, let's say they come in first place and they win that money. What is going to be the next things that are going to be going on now that they won?
Absolutely. Good question. So we've got several people that are in-kind sponsors. They're going to have some ability to do some marketing with them, get business cards up and going. And the idea is we're also going to try to pair them with some mentors or people in the spaces that they're in to perhaps just kind of help them along. Mm-hmm. Kind of polished
up. So it doesn't just stay a dream, it turns into a reality.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. We want this to not just be, you know, take the $5,000 and go, you know, whatever. You're actually putting it into what you're going to do. And this group that we've got together, they're helping, and then all of the sponsors and all the people that want to be involved. I mean, it's a popular idea and there's a lot of excitement. So there's a lot of people that we can plug in. And even if you're not a finalist, it doesn't mean that we don't know people that we can hook you up with.
Right.
So there's a lot of, there'll be investors in the crowd, but there'll also be people that want to, you know, they've done businesses, they've grown businesses, they want to pass it on to the next generation, pay it forward. So there's going to be that as well. We're trying to figure out how to make it a little bit more formal, but, you know, if you
want help
doing something with your
this is your opportunity,
business, then come out and I promise we will get something done.
All right.
We'll help you.
And who came up with this idea?
Good question. It was, through the Leadership Texarkana deal, they had like 100 community people get together a couple years ago before COVID. And through the strategic doing deal, the idea was behind that question of how do we stop brain drain? How do we keep all, you know, the brilliance in town? How do we keep these people that have these ideas and help them grow and get to the next step?
Right.
So that was the idea behind it. And then it was just through strategic doing, we grew it, paused for a little bit with COVID, and then came back at it and
fantastic
pushing it forward.
You know, I say this when Greater Texarkana Young Professionals are in here, which is a good group.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm really impressed by and I don't even know, you know, I get mixed up with the ex-gens, the gens, and all these different things they call people from whatever age they are. But whatever the age is right now, in the 20s and 30s, even in the early 40s, around here in Texarkana, I'm impressed with how motivated
that drive, tenacity,
age area is to better Texarkana and to make it reach its potential.
Right.
I just think that you're doing a great job.
People. Thank you. Me and my people.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I left at 18, came back in my early 30s and started family and working in our company. And it has just been, I think there's such momentum in the last, you know, 5 or 10 years about, you know, the push of Texarkana
and stay here
with Ready, involved with Ready, and then the downtown growing. And there's a lot of excitement in the air.
Yeah.
So I think this is the time we're going to hit it. And this ideally will become a, you know, annual competition. And so bear with us while I work out perhaps some kinks this year, but the money is there, and I think the ideas are coming in. We've got a lot of contestants applying. We're excited. It's going to be a good deal.
I look forward to it.
1039mypigradio.com. And before we hit on a few other things on the Pitch It Texarkana and once again tell you how you can get involved, let's play a game real quick.
Okay, good. Oh,
and let's see. The game today happens to be Spy the Lie. So I'm going to give you something, and I'm going to give you some choices.
Okay.
Four or five of them, and they're all correct except for one.
All right.
You spy the lie.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All of the following are titles of movies that are opening up in theaters this weekend, except for one, You Spy the Lie. Okay?
Okay.
They're all actual movies except for one. Outsiders. I don't even know how to pronounce it. P-A-D-A. Is that PADA or PADA?
We'll let you go with PADA.
Okay, I have no idea. Thank You, Alice. The Kashmir Files. And The Exorcism of God. Which one is not a real movie? The rest of them are real opening this weekend.
That last one sounds awful.
It does.
It does sound awful. But is it true?
I hope it's that one. But do you have...
I'm going to go with that one, too. I kind of don't want it to be true.
Well, unfortunately, that is a true movie that is opening up in theaters this weekend. The one that is not is Thank You, Alice. The rest of them...
That one sounded interesting.
...are real.
It's my mom's name. It's like, okay.
All right. All of the following are real flavors of Spam... That's the thing you eat that you could buy at the store, except for one. You spy the lie.
They have different flavors?
They have different flavors these days, Anna.
That's disgusting.
Here we go. Spam, hot and spicy.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Spam, pastrami. Spam, jalapeno.
Probably.
Spam, teriyaki.
Yeah.
And Spam, oven roasted turkey.
Yeah.
Which one is not a real Spam flavor?
Well, all of them sounds very unappealing, but I'm going to guess pastrami.
I was going to say teriyaki, but...
No, that one you might be able to get it down.
Yeah.
So what are y'all going to go with?
We're going to go with pastrami.
And you are correct.
Well, look at you.
All the other ones are real Spam. Have you ever had Spam?
Oh, he's going to tell you about it.
I have once, and I'm good.
No, now listen to the story.
Here's the problem.
Tell the story.
Here's the way.
One day he's going to make
this
for us.
Here's the one to kind of enjoy Spam. Okay, you do not eat it out of the can.
That's
huge mistake.
Need to eat it.
Yeah.
What you do is you get it out of the can, you cut it in thin, that's key, thin slices, get you a skillet, fry it on top of the skillet. It's thousands of percent better.
It's delicious.
Delicious.
Do you do this nightly?
No, I didn't.
That and the dog.
Actually, I haven't done it in years, but I ate it as a child because my grandmother cooked it. But it's good. It actually is good. Dude, if you try to eat it out of the can, it's like that's a major mistake.
Leslie has to come back. She gets you good.
Yeah, go home, try that, and come back and report to
it. I'm putting it on my list for this weekend.
Yeah, do that with the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
All of the following are lesser known with Robert Pattinson. Okay?
Who's that?
Well, he's an actor, I guess. All of the following are lesser known with Robert Pattinson in them. So it's a movie type thing.
Okay.
He's an actor, except for one, okay? Life, which came out in 2015. Queen of the Desert, 2015. The Break Room, 2016. Match to the Stars, 2014. Or Cosmopolis, 2012. What's not a real movie that starred Robert Pattinson?
I don't know who that is, so I have no idea.
Have you heard of these movies?
Let's guess C, because if you go with C during the ACTs, you usually get
look
better.
Look at there. She has a strategy.
We're going to go with C.
I'm backing her strategy.
Well, doggone it, she's right. C, which was the third one, The Break Room, is not a real movie, but the rest of those were real movies. I guess y'all didn't see any of those?
I don't. I think I did.
Okay.
Well, we didn't see The Break Room.
Yeah, for sure.
No,
because he wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm. You've seen that Break Room. All right. We all did pretty good.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, you did quite well. But we need to wrap it up. So once again, Pitch It Texarkana. If you have an idea for a startup business that you would love to get a little help for, and you can do it right here in Texarkana, you need to get your application in by the end of the day on the 16th, which is next Wednesday. How do they do that?
Just go to pitchittexarkana.com online.
All right.
Too easy.
And 18 and up.
Right.
So you don't have to be old.
Yep.
18 and up. You can be a young person, as I call it, late high school, early college, whatever. If you got an idea and you think, man, that would be a great business.
And what are so it could be a product,
a service, or technology.
See?
All right.
So it pretty much encompasses everything.
Yeah. And the actual event happens on the 31st, which is the final Thursday, final day of the month. in the evening hours at Cross Ties in downtown Texarkana. And the winner will get
$5,000. Second place, $2,500, and third place, $1,000. And we just once again want to say thank you to Red River Credit Union.
Yes.
Also, the Chamber has been hugely helpful in getting all this done as well.
All right. Well,
great launch.
I hope it's a big event, a great day.
And I look forward to it.
I hope to make this an annual event. Thank you so much for coming in, Leslie.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.